I love ice cream, especially in the summertime, just like anyone would.
Yeah.
But that food is not suited for hot temperatures. Fucking melts everywhere.
It's the opposite of, yeah. It's really best when it's cold out.
The ice part is what I want to maintain in the summertime, not the cream. Cream melts.
You just want a handful of cream, yeah.
That's what you end up with.
Yeah, yeah. You end up just drinking ice cream out of your hand.
Also, they serve it to you in that, like, sphere. So all the ice cream drips, like, every, like, in a circle. So you're constantly, you're chasing it.
Then you have to lick your own thumb.
And then you have, like, sticky thumb.
Yep. Very sticky thumbs.
Now you're outside with sticky thumb.
It's not a good place to be.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey.
What the? Sticky thumb?
Sticky thumb.
Is that a White Stripes song?
That's Icky Thump.
Oh.
What follows after you get upset by this situation with ice cream?
The sticky thumb leads to the Icky Thump. It sure does.
Sounds like we're teaching sex ed, but like in the prairie.
The old Icky Thump.
That's an STD. Oh, for course, sure.
Man. Yeah. Which one, though?
Whoever answers this is really going to...
Yeah. I feel like whatever I say betrays my experience with STDs.
Nice, Mike. Way to tell everyone you don't have STDs.
Well, like...
I also don't have STDs, if anyone's listening. Solidarity, Mike.
Sexually transmitted? Good luck.
Wait, why are you coming after me? I just had your back.
I think all three of us are clean, right?
What? See, Josh, clean people don't ask, right?
Well, I can only speak for myself.
You got the icky thump. What is that? So what do you have?
Well, I don't have it, but icky thump is, that's probably like...
Mm. Yeah. What?
Icky thump is, well, it's like a state of mind.
Oh.
Are you unfamiliar with diseases and their definitions?
Well, I don't know. It's like if you dipped it in some sludge or something.
God damn.
Like radioactive waste.
Gee whiz.
So that's a state of mind? What the... Well, oh, I mean, man, my wang feels like it's been in radioactive waste. What a toll mentally. Are you kidding?
I don't know. You want to go wash it off.
Much bigger problems at hand.
No, I hear you. Yeah, because it's like Icky Stump, but he punches people. Icky Stump, the superhero.
He hits people with it? He's a superhero?
Icky Thump, yeah. He's got a radioactive, wiener or whatever.
I don't like it. I'm shutting down the production.
Marvel's been looking for more heroes.
No, they have not. They have remade one of their heroes franchises multiple times. They're fine.
Yeah, but half of them are gone.
Yeah. They've got one for like every body part except the wang.
What do you mean? Who's like the leg?
The Flash.
Yeah, the Flash.
They call him the leg?
Well, yeah.
No, but he's known for his legs.
Yeah, he's known for...
He's known for his speed.
Cadence. Yeah.
Mainly shown in his legs.
How fast he moves him.
Nobody's like, show me how fast you can take a panorama with your iPhone. Like...
That's not a superhero skill. Okay, so who's known for arms?
Thor.
Thor?
Yeah, he's a strong guy. Or the Hulk.
Yeah, he's big old biceps, that Thor.
Oh, I get it. Thor arms. Good job. and the head then?
Professor X.
Yeah, he has a helmet.
Yeah.
The, dare I ask, the butt? Derriere I ask?
Who's got the strongest butt?
This has gotten away from us, don't you think? Almost out of hand.
I mean, it's yin and yang, the wang and the butt.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Tap and Johnny, Mike Bogart, and me, Josh Harrison.
Oh, thank God. Conversation with people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been missing that?
You know, I've been appreciating you schlubs even more, I would say, over the course of this week.
Even more. Wow. Yeah.
Even more, you know?
Yeah.
And my new, and just for the record, like super enjoyable unemployment / boxing retirement is going wonderfully.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's so great.
It sounds great, yeah.
It's awesome. But like,
what is boxing retirement?
It's like where you say, I'm riding off into the sunset. Everything has worked out for me. I am at the top. Mm. Life is great. And then like a couple years later, someone's like, how about some money? And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll dance.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so I expect my, you know, what's that word? Motivation to probably dry up at some point alongside the old bank account. But listen.
Yeah.
I totally underestimated how important like the volume of human interaction that I was having.
Underestimated,
like, yeah. Yeah, I did not realize how important it was. It's like the sun.
Can't they just like talk louder?
The volume. Okay, but like I'm talking about the amount.
Quantity over quality kind of thing.
Honestly, yeah. They could have even been bad conversations, but like you just kind of miss talking to people.
Yeah.
And so this is nice, you know? And yeah. So I was going to ask you guys, you know, not, like since we're in different life stages, what's a great human interaction that you had at the office this week? Tell me something that happened.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. A high quality interaction?
Sure. You know, something that where you were just like, I'm glad I'm alive and in a society.
So this is like very tied to society and community and everything. But we had somebody from that like oversees Pioneer Square come in to talk to my company just about like what's going on in the area because our building is right smack in the middle there.
And, oh.
Like all kinds
like
of...
Like a newsie?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, that's kind of what they did, right? Just shouted what was happening in the area.
A little bit, yeah. So there was a weird thing where she kept saying permits instead of permit.
Sorry.
Permit.
I thought you were going to say she kept saying extra, extra.
Read all about it.
Okay, so she mispronounced permits.
And it was so distracting, but it like it made me think about what everybody else is thinking about because nobody else seemed to catch this.
Well, what was the issue?
Yeah, wait, give it to me in a sentence.
Or the context, like not just any sentence.
Okay. So like if she was talking about like what's happening in Occidental Square and like, oh, if you want to play music there, you need to get a permit for it.
Oh, a permit okay. for it. A permit.
Yeah. Interesting. This isn't really news of the times. It seems like she's just kind of informing you of your neighborhood.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that.
Also, I have always wondered if someone just didn't misspell Occidental, but it just fits, you know?
Yeah, it sure does.
With the two C's?
Yeah.
Instead of accidental.
Yeah. It reminded me of that thing that you called out forever ago, Mike, when Obama pronounced the G in poignant at the end of that Letterman
poignant?
Show.
Yeah, wasn't that? Yeah.
So that's what happened with me. It just made me think a lot about how like everybody's hearing the same thing, but I'm focusing on very different things than I think most other people are.
Fair enough.
In that
permit.
World.
A permit. You're permitted to think that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What an unexpectedly like regular thing to kick off your philosophical brain. But here's what I don't understand. Did you talk to anyone?
Well, I guess
it sounds like
listened.
You just got talked to.
Yeah.
I do that.
So it's something that I was talking to somebody?
That's the part I miss, man. It's the talking to and with.
What about talking to the office dog?
That's, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Whose dog was it?
It's Rigsby. Shout out to Rigsby. Shout out to Steven, Rigsby's owner.
Shout out,
Steven. Hey, Rigsby.
I'm sorry that our friend values your dog more than you. But I bet it's a cool dog. Yeah, I bet it is.
It's good. That's a good name for a dog.
Agreed. Okay, well, let's... I'm still trying to figure Josh out a little bit, like as a person, but let's move over to Mike.
I could use some help on mine.
Okay.
Really, so, guys? Are you not appreciative of your lives?
You've never worked in the same office as me.
That's true. I've been there. You got some great colleagues.
Yeah, they're great.
They're always like supportive of you and shit.
They are. Yeah. So this week we had a couple World Cup viewing parties for these semifinal games.
That's so great.
Nice. Yeah, it was really great. It was awesome. And we have a new like boss of our office. And he showed up to the World Cup viewing party in a Liverpool jersey.
Hey, great for you.
I'm a massive Liverpool fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the problem was,
by the way, listening audience, that transformation from zero to massive was like 8 months, I think, at some point.
It happened pretty fast. But the point is, I didn't say anything to him about it.
What?
And
you
should have
been fast friends.
Huge missed opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah,
huge missed opportunity. So what could I have said? Like, what should I have done?
What's the Liverpool like chant? What do they say?
You'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. That's our chant. Slogan. Yeah.
And you didn't say anything.
Us too. We were both alone in the same room together.
Are you a massive fan, Mike? You have not embraced the lifestyle.
I haven't really lived out the ethos, but I have it in my heart. I just got to get over that hump, you know?
You listen to me. Do you have any Liverpool jerseys?
I have a Liverpool jersey. I have one. Sadio Mane, number 19.
First of all, before I tell you to go into the office wearing this jersey, you need to, like, fully understand what it means to put that thing on, man.
What it means to wear the Liverpool red.
That's right. It means that you talk to other people in that jersey. It's like the Jeep head nod.
That's kind of what it's all about. You'll never walk alone.
You're right.
Supposed to approach fellow fans, kind of.
Yeah. Even without that, you could have still gone and said, like, hey.
Hey.
Why didn't you do that?
Is that what they say on the soccer field? How do you get someone's attention on the pitch?
You fall down.
By the way, congratulations to France. That just happened like a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats. Viva la France.
I got to say, there's an incredible photograph of President Macron making the rounds. He looks exactly as happy as any fan would be if their team just won the ultimate championship.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He just looks like a badass.
Good for France.
Wouldn't it be great if somehow in the next few weeks my life became political and that, like, catchphrase was just running on the news?
Calling Macron a badass?
Well, yeah. New left wing.
How would you be spun? Yeah.
I'm like the calm left wing guy. That's the new thing that I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this guy, sympathetic of France, you know, boo. America's the number one. Same colors, but, you know, they're ours. We took them.
I was thinking about that even France and Croatia are the same. Like,
flag colors, dude.
If a fan fell over on their side, they would just be showing the other team.
But wait, this opens up a whole new instead of that we can take this conversation into. Flag design.
Hey, yeah.
Vexillology?
Yeah. Fertile soil, yeah.
All right, great. So now let's come up with a flag. That seems like the natural extension of this, does anyone have a twist?
Okay, so instead of...
Wait, pick a noun that has to be on the flag. Pick an object
include. I'm setting this up here. So instead of as a podcast has become so popular that, like, fans are, we basically have our version of juggalos that are just like worshiping everything that we do.
Odd example.
And like, so much power.
And it gets to the point where we need to secede from the United States and form our own country. Mm-hmm. And so we need a flag, but because of copyright law, we can't use our art that we already have.
Are we stealing our art that we're using right now?
No. It's like, I don't know. It's been used for our podcast, so that is copyrighted to the pod, I guess.
Isn't that our podcast? Are we starting a country based on this podcast?
Corporations are not countries yet.
It can't be a corporate entity.
Not yet, Mike. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If we want to be able to maintain ownership of this art for our podcast, we can't use it as a flag. So we need a flag that represents us and everything that we do.
Everything we do.
Well, all of maybe it. Not everything. It doesn't need to be like a collage of every topic we've ever talked about.
So that's out real quick, Mike.
Shit.
Okay. Well, let's start with a color palette. How about each of us thinks of a color?
Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
And then we all say it.
That's how the best color palette, yeah.
We all say it on three.
Okay. Wait, we're saying it at the same time? We're not even going to put any sort of complimentary effort into
this? Have you ever run a country before? We say it all at the same time.
That's fine. I have the answer that'll save us anyway, so it's okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Pastel yellow.
Oh, we did shit. It.
This is going to look great because of my pastel yellow choice.
Pastel
I just
yellow,
saved us.
Purple, and pink. Those are yeah. like, that's we got like a great flag. Yeah.
Yeah. This goes, I like this.
Okay, so what do we do? Is it all triangles?
For the three of us?
Oh, yeah, right. Honestly, I just like the pattern.
That's some good symbology.
Yeah, what are things that come in threes?
Should we ask what matters to the people who have asked us to become a country? Or are they looking for a dictatorship? I mean, we've been talking to them the whole time, and they only a few of them have asked us questions at any point.
They're like still listening on purpose, yeah.
Yeah.
And the questions have never been about like, will you take care of us as a society? It's always like questions.
Yeah. What if, I know this is veering away from the flag, but the true leader is one of the three of us.
Dibs.
We get there's an election that is only the three of us are on the ballot.
Okay.
And the election just happens once every 2 years. So we'll just like go in circles. When they get sick of you, they'll vote in me. And
we trust each other to a peaceful transition of power once a year.
Like a three-person dictatorship?
Triumvirate. Yeah.
Yeah. Has this ever happened before? A rotation?
I don't think so.
There's never been a triumvirate ever before.
What did Putin do? Putin kind of did like the give and go, right? Like he passed the ball off to the next guy for a second and then he got it right back.
Yeah, he pulled a Leno.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin, infamous for pulling a Leno.
I mean, there's Caesar, Crassus, and Pompey, the first triumvirate.
Wait, this has happened in Rome?
Yeah.
Pompey?
Pompey. Pompey. Yeah, yeah.
Is that Pompeii?
It was with a Y.
Okay.
That sounds like it would more likely be Pompeii.
Pompeii, yeah. Yeah. That one kind of had a winner, though. Like, I don't feel like one of... Caesar.
Dib Caesar.
See? You can't dib Caesar.
Why?
In a triumvirate. Because he wins.
Oh.
We need an equilateral triumvirate.
No, but he wins for now. Who knows what happens in 2 years? I might run a bad campaign in 2 years.
Or you ran our country poorly.
That's pretty unlikely. It's more going to be because I focused so much on the country that I forgot to run for president. And then one of you can have it, and I'll take a 2-year vacation. Come back. I guess only like a year. It takes a long time to campaign.
We're going to have a pretty laissez-faire flag, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing with that? We haven't made one presidential decision. All I ask is that triangles are included.
Okay. What if, why don't we make a triangular flag?
Nope. It's a pennant.
That's just a subcategory of flag.
No, dude, we can't have a pennant as our main flag.
We gotta do something different.
Has anyone made like a holographic, like Pokemon card flag?
No, I don't think so.
Holographic flag.
Could you do that with our colors and be cool somehow?
Probably. Could we just put a Pokemon on it?
No.
Could we do like the mood ring? Whatever's in a mood ring.
Remember, the whole reason we're making this flag is because you said we couldn't use our own image. Now you're asking me if we can put Pokemon on it? We don't own Pokemon, despite both of your dreams.
It'd be so much better if we did.
They're not real, Mike. Just be happy with dogs.
Got a follow-up from a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
If you recall, I had to hawk a ton of massive loogies to send to 23andMe.
Yes, I do remember that.
And so I got my results back.
Cool.
So there are two different sections. There's the ancestry section and the health section.
Okay.
Which would you like to hear about first?
You know what? Hey, sorry. Sorry to take this in a dumb direction. It would have been great if the two sections were 23 other people and the other one was you. Of the people in your area who've been spitting.
At least 23 people.
This is your spitting image.
Oh, they're missing out.
I'll just start with the health side of things. So there's like a ton of things where it's like, hey, variant's not detected, so you're probably fine. And there's a lot of stuff like you probably won't ever get celiac disease and like age-related macular degeneration. You're good on that.
Oh.
And so, but at the top, there are three sections that each have a button that say view results. And so those above all of these other things that are like, nope, you're good, makes me think like, this is really bad. This could be a problem. And the three things are BRCA 1 and 2, which is increased risk of a bunch of different kinds of cancer. Oh,
okay.
Late onset Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
So pretty like three funny podcast topics.
So I click through and it like, it gives me the slideshow that I have to click through before it's willing to show me anything. It's like, hey, just so you know, being at higher risk doesn't mean you'll definitely get it. It just means like, you know, keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Feel free to talk to a mental health professional if the information you're about to read makes you anxious or upset. And like, reading this is making me anxious or upset. And then I click through.
Oh.
And then I click through and it's like, no, you're good. On all three of them. I'm in the clear.
Oh.
So the
So you can scare someone into therapy and it's okay as long as you tell them to go see a therapist after this?
I guess. I don't know. I can see how knowing something like that would upset some people though.
Sure. I agree, but like it's just an odd presentation style.
Yeah. Yeah, real weird.
Also, are these people doctors? People who work in biology labs don't necessarily have to like be doctors.
So anyway, I did have a variant for one thing. And what? That thing.
What was it? Oh, God.
Maple syrup urine disease.
Maple syrup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maple syrup urine disease.
Yeah, I'm a carrier for it. I don't actually have it.
Oh, you do.
So if I have kids, then they may have it. But like...
Wow.
Yeah, I had never heard of this thing. Apparently,
what do you mean if you have kids, they may have it?
So it's a recessive thing, and so I have
No. Tell me what it means. Like, what does it mean that
what
you are
your kids,
carrying?
Yeah, how are they going to pee like?
That sweet pee.
Okay. It's characterized by poor growth and feeding, slowed mental and physical processes, and urine with a distinct sweet odor.
That seems like the least of the issues.
Yeah, I don't know why that's what they...
Poor growth and feeding, but hey, is pee.
Yeah, wow.
Well, damn, are you nervous?
No, I think I'm kind of okay with that one.
Why?
I checked all the boxes and every other thing. I'm fine if I have, like, syrup pee.
You're mostly fine because it doesn't affect you.
Half man, half ant.
I don't know. Mike,
what?
We've talked about how you discuss pee on like a first date on a pretty high...
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start doing that too. So it's just like, hey, if things work out and we ever have kids...
Just so you know,
do you have maple syrup urine disease?
Their pee's going to smell great.
You want to say that on a first date? That sentence?
It's an option.
If things go well and we have kids, do you have maple syrup urine disease?
Or at least are a carrier for it, yeah.
Do you understand how out of context that would be to a normal person?
I'm just saying, it's an option. I got a whole hand of cards. I'll make a decision based on what I want to play.
What are your other topics? Yeah. What else do you bring up?
Well,
I'd say that's like a jack in his hand. That's
Mike,
like
it's not
hard.
A jack. I've been trying to tell you for a long time that you're winning despite... the pee conversation, not due to. I don't think that many people like talking pee within the first few hours of meeting someone.
You'd be surprised.
People, like, will get, if a date is going well, the only time it'll come up is, like, for some reason, I don't know why, but people have this compulsive need to tell me that they have to pee.
Yeah.
So, like, that'll come up fine. But, like, the description, like, sap should never come into this conversation.
Hang on a second. Hang on. So, you said you don't know why people tell you. Would you rather they just say, like, nothing and just stand up and walk away and you don't know if they're standing you up now and leaving or going to the bathroom?
I don't mind that they're informing me, but they say the sentence, I have to pee.
It's because they want you to know they're not pooping.
That's fine. I don't care. Like, does that not happen when I'm not around? Are you constantly inflating? It's fine. I get it, man. We're adults now. We made it to this date as adults.
You can poop whenever you want, date or not.
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Oh, good.
I am going to get a new wallet that has a maple leaf on it.
Okay.
Okay.
And it'll be eye-catching. And so, like, when I take my wallet out to pay for dinner or whatever it was, I'll make sure to, like, leave the wallet right there.
Yeah.
And I figure a bunch of the time they'll be like, oh, interesting wallet.
Oh,
why the maple leaf?
Yeah. Are you Canadian? Are you a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Are you from Canada? You a Maple Leafs fan? What's going on with that wallet?
Are you a forager?
So I'll say yes, and then I'll say, while we're on the subject.
You'll say yes?
Yes.
You're not any of those things.
I'm a Canadian. I love the Maple Leafs. I eat wild mushrooms every day.
Well, I need a reason to have the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what we're telling you, Josh.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'll become Canadian.
Okay, so she... No, man. You have a reason. You have a reason. You want her to ask.
Yeah.
My pee, really good. Tastes good.
Great. Now you've lured this woman into this question. How do you respond?
To which is the question?
Which is the question is... Why is there a maple leaf on your wallet?
Oh, because I'm Canadian.
You're not Canadian.
No,
she knows that.
I'm going to go through the citizenship process, thinking about becoming Canadian, and I want to get into the mindset.
That's why you bought that wallet? You don't have anything else to tell me?
Well, while we're on the subject, have you ever heard of maple syrup urine disease?
Do you think that lead up helped? Do you think your whole preparation and your plan helped? Because once you got to that question, did you find that the words were the same as the last time you approached that question?
Maybe I'll put it in my bio.
Just right off the bat. Okay.
Recessive carrier for maple leaf urine disease.
That might work.
Wait, maple
actually.
Syrup.
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
anyone will believe yeah. it's real, and someone's going to make some sort of terrible blowjob joke, but you might find a girl that you like.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be so hard. So, you guys. You guys.
Wait, sorry. Hey. The only reason I didn't respond earlier is because... I don't know if we'll include it, but in the run-up to this bit, you said this was surprisingly germane.
Yes.
And I don't really know what that word means. I just think it means when things are kind of German.
That's me. I'm like 10% German. We didn't get to the ancestry part.
So you are surprisingly germane?
Yeah.
Is that right, Mike?
Very apropos.
Okay, good.
So you guys both have bladders.
Yes. I can't believe that this is the follow-up. I honestly cannot believe it. This is the back-to-back bit.
I told you it was germane.
I can't believe it. Okay.
So
two pee bits in one show.
Wait, is this your topic? You found out that everybody's got one?
This is not my... I know about bladders. I know everybody's got one. We all got one. Okay. Varying capacities. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. All capacities are fine. Do you guys also?
Wait, man, come on.
No.
What do you mean, do you guys also? What's your hang up about bladder capacities? Has someone been bullying you about it?
No, definitely not.
Have you been bullying someone about it?
Everything's fine with my bladder. It's just as big as everyone else's.
Okay,
so
fine. Yes.
You are self-conscious about this.
It's okay.
So, have you guys ever been told that you have gall?
Yes. I see where this is going. Let's go ahead and jump right into it.
What is gall? Why is it in a bladder?
Fucking Seinfeld over here.
Do you guys have gallbladders? It's a lot of questions. My last question, instead of gallbladders, which who knows what those do? Apparently you don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
What extra organ do you want and what does it do?
Do I want and what does it do? Okay.
Any organ, make it up. What does it do? What do you want?
Okay.
Can you say organ again?
Oregon.
The state?
Oregon.
Okay.
The bladder is an organ.
That video game wasn't just a trip to the hospital.
The Oregon Trail is a video game. You're getting an organ transplant. But the Oregon Trail,
right,
completely
right. Okay.
Different.
Okay. Here we go. I do have a gallbladder.
Give me an organ.
As far as I know, I don't know what gall is, except that like people say it.
Can you imagine? You store all that gall in that bladder?
I think gall and nerve are the same.
Yeah.
You know? Can you believe the gall on that guy?
The gall on that guy. Yeah.
And hey, nerves are also in your body, so like you know, galls and nerves are probably hanging out. I don't know.
Probably know each other.
Maybe a gallbladder is like the feeling center. Like that's where your feelings go to get all pent up. Because that's what nerves are about. It's just like things you feel.
That's a good point. Yeah. It probably stores up all your feelings.
Maybe that's what makes people cry. That like their gallbladder is full and they have to empty it. And that's what the tears
gotta
are.
It's full of tears. The gallbladder, it holds all your tears. I think you're right.
Absolutely. No idea how any part of the human body works. You know what I'm really glad about is I know factually that at least two medical doctors listen to this with great frustration. They have there's always great follow-up. Then they're two of my family members about just like how dumb we are. And
they don't like the show?
They like the show. They wish we told people that we don't know what we're talking about. They feel like it might be harmful to lead people on to think that gallbladders are where you feel things.
Yeah, I have a friend that works at a hospital, and I get similar texts.
We've
from him.
Disappointed the medical community on many accounts. That being said,
if we invent these new organs, maybe they'll be motivated and we'll give something
to do for once.
We'll give something back to the community.
Yeah.
Is there any organ that you can get that would just like work out your other organs?
No. Why are you always on this?
I'm obsessed with this.
Optimizing your organs.
I want a laziness-based, like, internal chip that just keeps me good and like running.
Okay.
Without running. Like, that's what I want. But okay, if we got to go with standard organs, assuming everything else will be healthy, you know what? Actually, give me a third kidney, maybe.
Three kidneys.
I just got a kidney for someone who didn't get to get this question.
Okay.
I've ended up with three. I don't really want to go through with the operation. Can I get the extra organ
on the outside?
Yeah, and in like a case that is like biohazard, like ready and can be delivered almost immediately. I don't really like
maybe not that
organs,
but if the organ is on the outside and it's connected to you via like you could pick it like an apple.
Oh yeah, one of those bags you walk around with in the hospital. It's got all your liquids in it. Kind of.
I have to hold the kidney.
No,
don't want it in your body.
It's like a tree branch.
What do you mean? What do I do with this? Will it work?
Yeah, it'll work.
Tell me what a kidney does.
It like processes.
This is called a real callback. If you can answer this question, that's how I threaded this goddamn joke through.
A kidney? It has something to do with processing, like, pee.
Pee?
And we're done. We're done. I think it's over.
Okay, okay. For my organ, I think, you know those dinosaurs where when they get angry, like, they have the, like, peacock feather looking things, like,
yeah,
like ruffle around their neck?
Yeah, yeah. The one that shoots at Newman's face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I could get something like that where instead of like going around my neck, it goes like up and over my head to always give me shade on a sunny day?
Oh, oh.
Damn, that's
fucked
up.
Yeah, just like a little neck flap umbrella.
Kind of? No, he wants an inbuilt skin hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Does it have hair?
It doesn't have hair, and the ironic thing about it is that I'm shading my face from the sun, and now I just got to put sunscreen on this other thing instead.
What happens when it's not covering your head?
It just shrinks back down into my...
It shrinks?
Into my neck skin.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a pretty convenient feature. I thought it was going to like just lay back.
Guys, we're talking about foreskin for your face.
Right. Right. That's correct.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess... Foreskin is on a penis. Which piece? It's really easy to tie things back to pee. I see why you pick it as a subject now, Mike.
Can't lose. You can't lose.
But really, stop talking about it. Oh, who am I kidding? Do whatever you want. Are you guys ready to be manipulated?
Yes.
Always.
Great. I feel like that should be the tagline for the show I've been watching. It's called Succession on HBO. Have you seen it?
Oh, is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian Cox?
Yeah, yeah, he's in it. It's a good show. He's kind of like the head boss. He's the guy who...
Patriarch.
He will be succeeded at some point. Or I suppose he will succeed. I don't know. That there's a lot going on. But
kind of a pun, yeah. Good title.
Pretty rad show. Have you guys seen it?
Have not.
No.
Okay, so it's all about like family and like business betrayals and like also the deviant behavior that comes with being rich or like ultra rich. It's pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
So here's my instead of, and remember how I, what's that word? How I preambled this instead of. Remember that.
Okay.
I'm trying to be all classy now, so I preamble things.
Yeah.
Succession.
Good for you, yeah.
Okay, so listen.
Walk ahead.
So if your family were crazy wealthy starting tomorrow, like Walton's wealthy, and you had to make a move against one of them in order to gain majority control of your company because you felt you knew best, who are you going after?
Oh my God.
I told you, man.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know why. This show got in my head. I started thinking all like evil instead of.
Oh, this is dastardly.
This is maybe dadsturdly. I don't know. Who knows, Mike? Yeah. You might be going after Big Papa. Do you call him that? I got carried away. Sorry, Mr. Bogart.
Oh, don't call him that.
I didn't. You did in the hypothetical.
Okay.
I think I'm going after my kid.
You don't have a kid.
Your own kid.
Well, like, couldn't I make one?
And then by go tomorrow? After him?
Oh, tomorrow?
Oh, I'm rich tomorrow? God damn.
Okay. Here's what I would do. I would find a jerk. Some random jerk.
Some jerk on the street.
Yeah, jerk on the street. Maybe even like...
just some punk out there.
Craigslist ad, jerk wanted. And what I would do,
the fucking guy's gonna post jerk wanted on Craigslist.
And I'm going to get him to marry one of my sisters.
I like that the police siren went by just then.
You keep going. Yeah, okay.
This idea is criminally bad. Do you like your sisters? Oh, he's going after his sisters. I see what he's doing.
Yeah. So then yeah, what I'll do is I will get him out of the picture.
What do you mean?
I'll take care of him.
I think he means
what do you mean you'll take care of him?
He's going to kill the guy.
I'm going to get rid of him.
You're going to kill your sister's husband?
He's going to ice him.
But he was a jerk.
That guy sucked.
You introduced them. You're a jerk.
No, but I'm also... Okay, I got to make sure that she's okay with this. Like, I don't want to pretend that this is a nice guy. I'm going to be like, hey, this is how we get all of the money.
She's in on it.
So who are you really turning on?
The jerk. Buddy's a family member when I turn on him.
You are going to... Let me understand this. So this is some real new money shit talking. You don't understand what it means to be rich. That's clear. You are going to face an infusion of money.
Okay.
And your first idea is to pick up some jerk on the street and for some reason give him a significant amount of control over your family's company instantly. And then your plan is to murder this person to somehow gain that control, which you somehow were able to give to this person directly into your account.
So here's the thing. If I have like a fifth of control, because like, you know, that's my family or whatever.
Sure.
And then I get this guy in. Now everybody's only got 1/6 control. But when I murder him and take his control, now I've got a third.
Is that enough?
I net increase. Maybe I'll just do it over and over again.
What do you mean? Maybe I'll just do it over and over again.
You just keep murdering members of the board. Yeah.
There's an infinite number of jerks out there that I could go for if I need.
I mean, I've never seen anyone get corrupted with bad ideas by becoming rich as fast as Josh.
Maybe just keep murdering jerks, yeah.
Maybe I'll just send them away.
Okay,
correct. Exile.
Yeah, no, I'll set them up with a nice hut in Costa Rica or something.
Are you killing these people one by one now, or are you hutting them in Costa Rica? Because your plan is not consistent, and I don't think you're ready for this kind of cash.
You're probably right about that.
I think one of your sisters is going to turn on you. And hey, guess what, Josh's sisters? It's going to be so easy. He's the mark. Take him down.
It's the line of succession. Exactly. Dude, you're the patsy in the show.
He's the jerk.
I'm the succession.
I'm the succession. Mike, who are you taking out?
So I thought what I would do is kind of like one of those double crosses, but that seems like a double cross, but actually it's a quadruple cross that was always cool the whole time.
So you're planning to trick me, the questioner?
I was planning to trick my own family members, I guess.
What's the plan?
So my brother and I would appear to be at odds, right? We'd be like, we're going to fight over this inheritance. But
so
really,
planned fake argument.
Planned fake argument. Both of us win it, I guess.
How do you both
what?
Win?
Hang on. You started pretty strong. I was
agree to disagree. Like, planned what?
Planned fake argument. We're against each other, right? And then, why can't we just end up with all the money at the end? I feel like we should just get it.
Well, I gotta say,
I understood this better than him, at least. Come on.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. Josh did take a bigger swing at it in the direction
he really did.
That I expected it to go. Listen, Mike.
I don't want to condemn my own family members.
That's great, man. It's good. It's good. It's good that you're incapable. That's great. But, like, I won't lie to you. The question was
it
meant.
It demands. Yeah.
Was meant to put you in a bad situation. I'll admit that, guys. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it.
Okay.
But I also admitted it at the start of this discussion.
You did. Yeah. You
and
did.
So I would like you guys to reach into the evil depths of your HBO souls.
Mm-hmm.
And give me okay. Someone you're turning on. Do you want an example?
I want...
Would you guys
yes.
like to know who I would turn on in my family?
Who would you
yes,
turn on?
Please.
So many candidates. And they're also successful, which makes this really wonderful. You know? Mm-hmm. Not wonderful because I could turn on them and like take from their success, but if I turned on them, they would remain successful.
Yeah,
there's the power of education, kids. If your whole family is educated, you're in good shape as the one like outside guy. It works out really. hopefully. Please take care of me, family members. Okay. I got to turn on one. I'm probably going to pick one of the doctors, I'm guessing.
Okay.
There's a lot of them. They're all going to do fine. They're all in good shape. I am absolutely not going to pick one of my cousins who is a pediatrician in Indiana. Can't go after her. She'll take me down faster than anyone. She'll kill you.
Okay.
She's the smartest of the bunch, bar none. She's okay. Got us. So if anything, I need her to be allied. Her brother, however...
Yeah, what's his name? Let's talk about him.
I'm not gonna give him a name. He's also doctoring in the state of Wisconsin now.
Oh,
and you know what? He's gonna be fine. He's gonna be the most understanding that I did something for the sake of a bad joke and be like, "God, you're such a bastard," and he'll get over it fastest. So when majority control of this company comes to me, he'll do a good eye roll. We'll have a laugh about it, and then at some point, I'm sure I'll cut him in on a deal. But that's who I'm going after.
Okay, yeah, I think I get it. I think I get it.
Find the weakness in your family.
So,
I'm kidding, dude. You are also much more overqualified than me at everything. I'm sorry that I'm kicking you out. So do you get it now?
I mean, I got it before. I just don't want to fuck you over.
You did. You got it. It's okay. I get it.
Yeah. I get it.
But Mike,
yeah.
So now find me someone.
I have a cousin who is an FBI agent.
Okay. Whoa.
So yeah. Now listen.
Ripe for a heist, right?
Oh God.
Yeah.
Who else you gonna heist but the FBI themselves?
What's your plan?
We turn my cousin.
Oh shit. Wait. Wait,
against the government? What?
Everybody stop. As a brown man with a green card, I don't think I can engage in a conversation that leads on flipping the FBI for Mike's purposes.
Okay. So you sit back and I will explore this with Mike.
Okay, go ahead. I'm tagging out.
Okay. Mike?
I wish there was a show's rating bar and it just like hit the floor. I'm kidding. I believe in you both.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is going to be really good.
Mike, what's give me three secret projects that she's worked on and we can go from there.
Okay, so she's
Whoa.
Yeah. She
Whoa,
indeed. She
Mike.
Yeah.
Your sister might be the biggest badass ever.
My cousin. She is.
Oh yeah. Cousin, whatever.
She's a huge badass. She's honestly the most badass person I know. So.
Okay. So how are you turning her?
I'm just going to point out that a helicopter has started like floating around our general microphones.
Good.
Right.
Please.
As you, I'm being for real. Like it happened right as you said it.
Tweet at Helicopter Watchdog right now. We need to know.
Oh, I was going to tell you, Mike. I'm sorry. There is something that exists like that.
You know, I've heard that from more than one person since. I can't believe they're doing the work we're doing at Helicopter Watchdog.
Oh, okay. You're going at them. I like it.
I can't believe it's as good as my service.
Okay, wait. We're getting off track.
Yeah. All right. So what's your angle for getting her to flip?
I think, like, we need a person on the inside.
She's your person on the inside. How do you get her to flip?
Yeah.
Damn, Josh is running shit like a CEO, but he couldn't come up with a plan.
No. How do we get her to flip?
What's her favorite? What did she love growing up? Like, was she, like, a Lisa Frank girl? Was she... Polly Pocket.
Who's Lisa Frank?
Yeah.
You don't know Lisa Frank? I don't know. She was that, like, you would know the art style if you saw it. She had those, like, unicorns and, like, colorful things that were on, like, Trapper Keepers and stuff like that.
You don't have to pull it up. I know your hunch is to immediately go to Google. Josh, it's okay. It's fine. Okay, there she is.
Yeah, it's like all this.
Oh, Mike, it's like what stickers look like with the lions.
Yeah, they were like Lisa Frank stickers.
Hey, maybe she can design our flag.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We need a flag designer.
Kind of worked out. We found ourselves with Lisa Frank.
And that actually is a good way to get her to join us over at Insteadovia. What if she's designing our flag.
What's Insteadovia?
Insteadovia.
Country name.
Yeah.
No.
Like Libertalia. Yeah.
Mike, you can't be in on this. The whole country runs on a 2-1 vote. The whole country. If you make this decision now, we have to live with this until I finally successfully appeal it in whatever court system we have.
Insteadovia. You have don't a do better it. Name than that.
Not yet, but we don't need one yet. We're waiting on the flag.
We got to strike while the iron's hot. I'm with Josh.
Fuck.
Insteadovia.
Instantovia? What are we, a fucking breakfast drink?
Insteadovia. We could branch out merchandise. Yeah.
All right. I live in this country now. It sucks.
Thanks for listening. It has come to my attention. Tappan told me that I was too serious when I read the intro, so I could just be wacky in this closing. You should give us some reviews. Ha ha! You can find us on the web at insteadof.fm. We're on Twitter at insteadof.fm. Reviews are great, though. You should give us a review if you like the show and you like our wacky antics that we do here. Have a good one.
Has anyone pointed out, probably, right, that like that video Friday by Rebecca Black is very similar to the intro of Boy Meets World in the seasons where he has a car?
Huh.
Is people it? Sitting on the back, they have like the same shots.
Friday.
I'm sure this exists, right? Like someone has probably done this on YouTube, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But is that what they do? Like for those like stock ads, they just kind of like take existing things and just switch out the people? Is that allowed?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Anything I ever did at work was always started with like clone campaign and then
very derivative. Yes, exactly. Press the clone button.
I don't know how to make a campaign.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, instead of time, what's the last original thing you did?
What you got, Mike?
Mike is just at the moment facing real fears as a creative person.
No, I am. Yeah, that's a terrible question.
I'm sorry that I asked you a question that dug deep, buddy. But maybe it should also dig deep as a kick in the butt.
Well, okay, so yesterday I needed to buy some plumps.
Some plumps?
Plums.
What?
Plumps.
Oh.
Plumps. He said fruit. Plump, right?
Yes. You absolutely said plumps.
Need to buy some plums. Bought some plumps. I had like 8 plums, and I brought them up to the counter like loose.
Why didn't you put them in the bag?
There was no bag yet. So I came up, like I just had to carry them, and there's nothing to put them in. So I brought like 12 plums to the counter, just 12 loose plums.
Where'd you get the extra 4 plums?
Yeah, you said 8 before.
Oh, it was 8. It was 8. It was definitely 8 plums.
Is this a Job situation?
I brought 8 loose plums to the counter, and the guy like put them on the thing and weighed them, and like it was like $2 or whatever. He's like, okay, that'll be $2.71 or whatever. And then he looked at the 8 plums, and then he looked at me, and he's like, do you want a bag? I was like, what is any other way I could bring these 8 plums home besides a single bag?
If you could juggle them, that would be...
Guy juggle them all the way home?
Yeah, some people could do it. Why not you?
No, thanks. Don't need a bag. I could juggle. All good.
Are we not doing my question?
Yeah, I'm wondering what we're getting there. What's the creative thing, Mike?
Did you find a non-bag way to take your plums home?
It would have been how to bring them home instead of a bag.
Your most recent original thought was a hypothetical.
Yeah, no, I just took the bag, but... I thought about it. It was like, what does this guy want me to do?
Here goes, Mike. Here goes. This is what we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay? It's real easy. We're going to give you an original thought. Josh, I'm sorry. You don't get to answer this question due to time constraints. Okay, Mike. Come up with an original sentence.
Okay. Shouldn't be too hard.
Something nobody's ever said before.
It can have characters. It can be anything. You know how to do this by trade.
Write one sentence.
That's it.
Just like right now?
Well, say it. It's a podcast.
I can't do that. Ah.
What? Mike, this is your job. You're a writer.
Anything. Mike, how about... Okay, what is a man's name?
Jake.
Okay. Now you have a character named Jake.
Jake.
Yeah. What's he wearing?
A plaid shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a lumberjack, Jake.
Yep.
Lumberjack.
Jake the lumberjack.
I like my nickname better.
Okay.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, Lumberjake is already on our way to original. Okay. And now he just got some bad news from a letter in the mail. What was that news?
Pause. Wait. Let's not go in the mail because I think Lumberjake could be an excellent children's character. Let's actually have him at his job. Do lumberjacks receive mail?
Yeah, at the mill. They've got little envelopes.
The mail comes to them at the mill?
Yes. Yeah, the mail mill.
Mail mill.
I doubt this very much. I doubt this very much. Okay, go ahead.
And they have specialized mail carriers to deliver, the mill mailmen.
The mill mailman. So a mill mailman comes up to Jake, and he's like, Jake, bad news. Open this letter.
Okay.
Jake opens the letter.
How does he know it's bad? Is it one of those like final notice?
It's bad, stamps? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jake opens the letter. Dear Jake, no more trees.
Oh my God.
You cut them all down. Dear Jake, you cut all the trees down. What are we going to do?
Okay. Now summarize that.
Wait, no. Who signed it? Who wrote this?
Love, Dad.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Now condense that into a single sentence.
Okay.
This is almost like watching someone walk.
Okay. Here's the whole story. Jake, open the letter. Dear Jake, bad job. Love, Dad.
Is it over? It's good. Pretty good story. We did not get to him being a lumberjack. We did not get to his name being Lumberjack.
It's all in the sub. It's all in the subtext. You got to know.
Dad. I do like that we have ended this show with a story about a young man named Jake whose dad sends him notes of whatever the opposite of confidence is. Bad job. Love, Dad.